Chapter 32, Part 4. Vyasadeva confronts Yudhishthira and the others. The Pandavas also heard about Karna's vow. Bhima and Arjuna sneered, but Yudhishthira was alarmed. Thinking of Karna's impenetrable natural armor, he knew Karna could not be slain. Yudhishthira brooded on the situation. He had brought on all their hardships and dangers. Out of their devotion for him, his brothers now accepted miseries they did not deserve. Soon they would face great danger in the battle with the Kuru heroes, who would be assisted by Karna and the other powerful warriors. Yudhishthira fell into anxiety day and night. Remembering the gambling match and the harsh words of Karna and Duryodhan, he felt as if his heart had been pierced by a lance. His brothers and Draupadi, seeing his condition, also felt pain. Enraged at the Kauravas, they longed for the time when they could at last confront them in battle. Each day the brothers practiced rigorous physical exercises, keeping themselves fit for fighting and giving vent to their wrath. In the final months of their stay in the forest, Vyasadeva again came to see them. Yudhishthira worshipped him with devotion and then sat before him to hear his words. Seeing the Pandavas lean and anxious, the sage was moved to compassion. In a voice choked with tears, he said, "O foremost of men, no man can ever experience unmixed happiness. Everyone experiences happiness and distress in due course. A wise man, therefore, becomes neither joyful nor grief-stricken. He does not indulge in happiness or give way to sorrow when each arrive. Rather, the wise man practices asceticism in order to attain the eternal happiness of spiritual realization. From asceticism comes the greatest happiness, not from improving our material circumstances. Foolish persons seeking material enjoyments by any means obtains birth as a beast in the next life. Such persons never enjoy happiness. O King, your practice of asceticism, although difficult, will lead you to your ultimate welfare." After describing the many qualities a man could develop from asceticism, truthfulness, freedom from anger, self-control, non-violence, Vyasadeva went on to speak of charity, which Yudhishthira always practiced whenever he had wealth. When Vyasadeva fell silent, Yudhishthira asked, "O great Rishi, which is better, asceticism or charity? Which produces a better result? And which is more difficult to practice?" "O child, there is nothing more difficult to practice than charity. Men thirst for wealth and obtain it only after great effort, risking their lives. They entered the depths of the sea and the forest in their search of wealth. There is nothing they will not do to become rich. Therefore, it is extremely difficult to part with hard-earned wealth. But, O hero, properly earned wealth should be given away with an open heart to worthy persons. Ill-gotten wealth, however, even if given away, will not free its owner from degradation in the next life. Yudhishthira asked Vyasadeva to speak more about the benefits of giving charity, and the sage told him of an old history. There had been once a poor man named Mudgala, who had attained the supreme spiritual abode simply by his practice of giving charity to brahmanas. The Pandavas were fascinated. Finally, the sage said, "O son of Kunti, do not grieve. Happiness and distress revolve around a man, one after the other, as if on a wheel. Surely you will recover your father's kingdom at the end of your exile. By your asceticism and charity, you will attain all auspiciousness. Be at peace. I am now going." The Pandavas offered their obeisances as the Rishi rose to leave, and they felt comforted by his words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.